I'm calling to order the zoning administrator meeting for October 7th, 2021. My name is Bibi Jimenez. I'm the zoning administrator. A limited number of staff reports are available here at the hearings somewhere. Up there. Any member of the public may ask the zoning administrator to be heard on the public hearing items on the agenda as those items are called. Those persons addressing the zoning administrator are requested to give their name and address for the record. Written materials must be received 24 hours in advance to ensure consideration by the zoning administrator. Except as otherwise provided by law, no action shall be taken on any items not appearing in the following agenda. However, items may be taken up in a different sequence. Members of the public may address the zoning administrator on items of interest to the public that are not on the agenda and are within the jurisdiction of the zoning administrator. First item on the agenda after the call to order is the minutes of September 16th, 2021. Those meeting minutes have already been approved by Associate Zoning Administrator Larie Alonzo. The first and only discussion item is item number one, public hearing PA 20-0175, use permit to the zoning administrator to allow construction of over height walls located within the side setback. The applicants are Evelyn and Mike Wong. The location is 1901 Park Skyline Drive, Santa Ana, APN 502-071-12, within the 3rd Supervisorial District. Today we have with us Cynthia Burgos, our staff planner. Ms. Burgos, please provide your staff report.
Thank you. Good afternoon. OC Development Services Planning recommends that the zoning administrator receive the staff report and public testimony as appropriate. Find that the proposed project is exempt from CEQA because the Class 3 New Construction and Structures, Section 15301, consists of construction of limited numbers of new structures, one single family residence, and Section 15304, Class 4, minor alterations to land. Approve the planning application PA 20-0175 for use permit subject to the findings and conditions of approval provided as attachments 1 and 2 of this report. PA 20-0175 is seeking a use permit for over height walls located within the site setback. The subject property portion of Lot C of Tract Map 61 is located at 1901 Sky Park Line, Park Skyline Road, within the area designated 125E4-20,000 Small Estates District in the unincorporated Santa Ana area. The subject site is located on a hillside and faces Park Skyline Road along the west and Skyline Drive along the east. The vacant lot is generally a rectangular shape through lot and is 0.48 acres in size, and it has an average depth of 180 feet and an average width of 102 feet. The applicant is proposing to build a new single family house on a slope lot. The slope of the property requires retaining walls that exceed the allowed height along the south side of the property. The retaining walls in question form the back of the garage and the side service yard adjacent to the garage. The maximum height of the retaining walls will be 18 feet but will reduce in height as they head towards the street following the sloping grade of the lot. Per the County of Orange Zoning Code, any deviations from the maximum height shall require approval of a use permit to the zoning administrator. Consequently, the applicant is requesting approval to allow the height of the walls to exceed the maximum allowable height within the site setback area. County of Orange Zoning Code Section 7-9-64F states that exceptions and modifications to the wall height provisions may be permitted by approval of a use permit by the zoning administrator if the following findings can be made. A, that the height and location of the fence or walls proposed will not result in or create a traffic hazard. B, the location, size, design, and other characteristics of the fence or wall will not create conditions or situations that may be objectionable, detrimental, or incompatible with other permitted uses in the vicinity. The proposed walls have been reviewed by traffic engineering, and since the walls reduce in height from a maximum of 18 feet in the rear of the property to 2 feet 10 inches within the front setback area, it has been determined that the walls will not result in or create a traffic hazard. Furthermore, since the walls follow the slope of the property, only a maximum of 2 feet 8 inches of the wall will be visible from the adjacent neighbor's property. The location, size, and design of the walls are consistent with similar improvements throughout the area. As a result, this project will not be objectionable, detrimental, or incompatible with other permitted uses in the vicinity. Use permits for overhead walls in setback areas have been previously approved in the surrounding areas, and this approval is typical of those previous approvals. The North Tustin Advisory Committee reviewed the applicant's request at his August 18, 2021 meeting. After reviewing the project, NTAC voted 4-0 to recommend approval of the project. Staff has reviewed the applicant's request for use permit for overhead walls and found it to be compatible with the special findings necessary under zoning code section 7-9-64F. Staff recommends zoning administrator approval of plan application PA20-0175 for a use permit subject to the attached findings and conditions of approval, provided as attachments 1 and 2. That concludes my presentation.
Ms. Burgos, just one question on page 5. Can you please clarify the measurement issue on the column?
Yes.
Structural side setback in the proposal.
Yes. So the block wall will be 7 inches on the right side. The house will be 60 feet on the right side and 12 feet 6 inches on the left side.
So 6 inches as opposed to 6 feet. There's a small typo there, so we just want that for the record. Do we need to have a corrected sheet for that?
Yes. That would be great.
Okay. So if you could revise that and submit that following the hearing. Okay. Have you received any additional public comments as of today? Since
no calls, no emails regarding this project.
Okay, great. With that, I will open the public hearing. Is the applicant here with us today?
Yes.
Okay. Have you read the conditions of approval and the findings, and are you in agreement with them?
I have. Let me make sure that the property owners have.
Yes, we
found them to be acceptable.
Okay, and can you name your state your name for the record?
Yes, of course. I'm Anders Lassiter, architect for the project.
Is there anything that you would like to say?
Nothing unless staff has questions for us.
No questions. So with that, I will close the public hearing and approve planning application PA20-0175 and take the recommended actions as listed by staff at the beginning of the presentation. With that, the application is approved. Thank you.
Thank you. May I ask, is there an appeal period?
There is an appeal period. Do you want to speak to that?
Yes, there's a 15-day appeal period. Once that appeal period ends, we'll let you know, and your building permits, which I believe you already started on, mm-hmm. we can issue them at that point.
Wonderful. Thank you. Cynthia, it's nice to meet you from a distance. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda, item 4, public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the zoning administrator regarding any items within the jurisdiction of the zoning administrator. However, no action may be taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Comments shall be limited to 5 minutes per person and 20 minutes for all comments unless different time limits are set by the zoning administrator. Seeing no members of the public here, we will move on to adjournment. The next regular zoning administrator meeting is scheduled for October 21st, 2021.